on, everybody. Welcome to the fourth edition of Mix Podcast. I am Russell, your host for today, Lewis. I have Costa. And pretty soon, we're going to go over Mr. Ron Head. He is an independent wrestling and Smokey Mountain. He's been in Ohio Valley wrestling and wrestling scene. Get to him in a third second. We want to talk about posting. So outside podcast a little bit. We actually upgraded our system, Podomate, but so that's why I took a little week to post it up about once more often, and we'll have these twice the schedule a week. So let's not wait. Let's get to any further. And we'll be here right back. How's Ron Head going, everybody? And welcome back. So we have on back to the cast with the Lions Pod, Mr. Ron Head.
What's up? Okay.
Hi.
Night.
Ron Head, today is that Ron?
Been fanned, but. Oh, we'll move on.
You want to move
on and you're on.
You know how that goes.
Spreads like.
And you never know what's going to happen with that comic. That's tough stuff.
Jeez whiz, I tell ya.
So, Ron Head, you were doing re-announcing tonight for the wrestling show. How about tonight?
Ohio Valley. Who's going to sing? It's always to see. Charleston's always get a new deal with WWE, and they got two new people tonight. Kara Singh. I don't know if you heard of going to break ice. Development
yes.
Out of new. She wrestles. She has a new gimmick now. She's Cherry and Komino. And now is Dom teaming up comp with Solo Snook Shady's co-host, and they're doing like a happy gimmick, American Bandstand.
Yeah.
And, against the wall. You can never tell what's gonna stick. They throw shit. They want some Dixon.
Yeah.
Other times they move on. Try. Times it's just something else.
That Cliff Clompton or pronounce his last
name
very well. An Andrew Dice Clay gimmick, comedic
jokes.
Gimmick, I assume.
Kind of like
type of gimmick.
Intentionally funny.
Whatever I can't.
You know, it tells bad.
He's doing
a heel and it gets to be. And it works.
What was that?
Hello.
No, I thought they got.
Hey.
Or something.
My yeast and.
Right. Oh, all right.
Thanks.
So, Jesus Clay, that was Andrew Dice Clay. I'm not a producer, super familiar with Andrew Dice Clay. So,
He does kind of Dice and Clay shades, kind of, also before Arthur Fonzarella's going to play the font for your time. The keys, but it came out to Stray Cats with 8 and was kind of retro. You know, they're just experimenting scene with Kevin, little skirt against Cherry, roller skate, slides, and she's got a little pink boot. I like it.
Cool.
Some of the things that just doesn't work, you know, it just might work or no. And this, I'm happy with that, because anytime someone can make a living doing love doing, and that's what we're doing. So, more about knew what they.
Yeah, maybe it's not. Familiar with Ohio Valley, can you tell the theme is? What's its purpose?
It's very much, it's never going to promote, and it's never going to be a pay-per-view. It's a national, bare-bone, almost shoestring budget. It's a farm league, a developmental territory. Basically, finally, where getting gimmicks for WWE are a lot of injured right out if someone that's in back and out the ring rust and people that you'll see on Raw and SmackDown versus SmackDown at times to 60-70% or another have at least so OVW they come
cool
and,
you know, how about wrestling and some other independent, you would say, wrestling show?
OVW is based on a lot of scaled pastures of WWE. So, with all due respect, a lot of you come to act to more successful in there, get some of these out. They're not trying necessarily to excite an audience. They're like holy shit chance. They're just trying to get what develop and learn to get a groove for they doesn't really have any fancy lights. They don't have a pyro or anything like that. OVW, the house show, it's out of them as a basic budget shoestring to get. And shows aiming this currently booked by Pauly TV, basically trying to do a version you might see in a small way of down feeling ready for stepping up.
Groups have cool no photos in Ohio,
but they'll get a
power show like we're used to in some independent group.
No, well, fuck your quail, really, but you never know. Honestly, I couldn't hear what.
No, I'm just
play it off here.
And that, you know,
I'm just trying to big league.
A lot of independent wrestling
tape.
5 hour shows, 4 hour shows. I would assume. I read he's not really like that.
Oh, no. Nah, nope. No. In a 2 hour, you put it in, it's anywhere near that gun, that thing. I'm desperately wrong. And do something half house show. Excuse me, live event. You gotta call it the right. WWE is a live event. They're not jokes. They'll run usually all of the event 2 hours. It's like clock, just under work. I'll check. Pretty, you don't need. Okay, you ready? 7:30. You ready? Everyone's gonna be as if it's every 30. It's at the ready. It's a live TV show. Bam, music. 7:30. We're going. Everyone's in Bronx place, and we go from there on. No marathon. Five events. Nothing wrong with that. Not that there's any or fun times like California or Ring of Honor.
I don't mind
today. Not no, but it's not the intention.
Get 9 o'clock.